I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, May 11. Coming up, building and environmental violations revealed at Royalton Resort in Hanover. Incorporated Master Builders Association of Jamaica urges adherence to the construction safety guidelines and first agroeconomic zone to be established in Clarendon. The details after the break.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here house yet?
No, they might do an next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Sound like an informer survey to me, you know. Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No man, you run again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey are gonna help them forget more up-to-date information, and then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convince me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.
Now the news. An interim report from the Hanover Parish Council suggests that there were several building and environmental violations at the construction site for the Blue Diamond Royalton Resort in the parish. Local Government and Community Development Minister Desmond McKenzie, who made the disclosure while speaking at a press conference at his Hagley Park Road offices Wednesday, said there's serious cause for concern. Mr. McKenzie on Tuesday established a three-man team to investigate the collapse of a section of a building under construction at the Negril Hotel. The incident left five workers injured.
I have extended the investigation not just to the location in Hanover, but to the other location in Trelawney. The committee has been tasked with the responsibility to look into what took place, why the structure failed.
Mr. McKenzie says the 30-day stop order, which has been issued by the Hanover Parish Council, will be extended if necessary until the investigations are complete. Meanwhile, the Incorporated Master Builders Association of Jamaica, IMAJ, is calling on contractors and engineers to adhere to the safety guidelines outlined in the Labour Management Agreement and Safety Manual. The manual, issued by the Joint Industrial Council for the Building and Construction Industry, encourages professionalism in the construction industry and safety on construction sites.
This is the fifth such collapse on hotel construction sites in Jamaica. And in each case, the contractors were non-Jamaican firms. We would like to urge all contracting entities within the country to adhere to the guidelines set out in the safety manual for the building and construction industry that was released by the Master Builders Association in conjunction with the trade unions.
Past president of the IMAJ, Raymond Cooper. Mr. Cooper says failure to comply is a breach of the Factories Act and other labor laws. The government is to establish its first agroeconomic zone in Spring Plain, Clarendon by 2017 through a public-private partnership arrangement to process and market produce from in and around the area. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, made the disclosure following a tour of the Ebony Park and Spring Plain Agriparks in the parish Tuesday.
We are looking to make sure that crops produced by farmers in and around the area here, they have a market for it. So what is going to be happening here is that we are going to have grading, packaging, processing of all crops.
Mr. Hutchinson says the complex will have a drying facility and an abattoir. Fruits and vegetables with sea grading that usually rot in the fields will also be taken to the facility, made into puree, then sold to juice companies. Each agri-park will be assigned an extension officer so that farmers will get maximum assistance to boost production. And a total of $1.5 million is to be immediately provided to the St. Thomas and Portland Parish Councils to begin repairs to the minor water supply systems of both parishes, which were damaged by recent flood rains. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie made the announcement Tuesday shortly before touring communities which sustained extensive road damage in Portland. $500,000 will be disbursed in Portland, while St. Thomas will receive $750,000 towards effecting repairs. Minister McKenzie says the total amount is part of the initial intervention by the ministry until further funding can be identified to carry out other repairs. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.